that's 113.
Shalosh achim. Shalosh achim, shnei mehem nesuim shtei achiyot, ve'echod nosi nochis. So three brothers, two married, two sisters, and one is nosi nochis. Meis echod mi balei achiyos. So, and the other one, it's a erve. So only the third one, she's zokuk only to the third brother. Ve'konas nosi nochis, it's ishtei. Ve'meis, and now the third brother dies. So Rishoyno, the wife of the second brother, Yoytze Mishum Achis Isha. Zlacha Erva Gmur. Veshniyo Mishum Tzarosa. Zlacha Tzaros Erva. So this aloche of the Mishnah is the poshta aloche. It's aloche is aloche. That a Tzaros Erva, the Ainu, two brothers married to sisters and one dies. And the other brother marries her, she's Achis Isha. And the male, when he dies, she's Potur and she patters the Tzaros. Harishon yoytze mishum achis isha, v'shniyo mishum tzarosa. Also bo maimar v'meis. But what would be if the balanochris didn't marry the achis isha? He only made a maimar to the achis isha. So nochris choletzes v'loy misya bemes. The achis isha, the wife, the balas ha-maimar, she herself, avadis lecha erve. But his wife, the wife of the third brother, she's choletzes v'loy misya bemes. Let's see the aloche of the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Time the Ovad Bo Maimar. Only because the third brother did a Maimar and the Achis Isha Bemele, his wife. Is Choletzes V'lo Emis Yabemes. Holoi Ovad Bo Maimar. But if the third one didn't do a Maimar, Nochis Yibu Menami Miyadmo. So the first brother, the one that his wife, the one that didn't die, is allowed to do Yibum to the Eishes HaNochris. Even that the Achis Isha is Kuko to the Bala Nochris. Omar Rab Nachman, Zay Semeres Ein Zike Ve'afilu Bechad Achim. Zay Semeres Ein Zike Ve'afilu Bechad Achim, Zog Trashi, Noch Yibum Nami Miyabme, Ve'lo Yamrin Mishemes Bala Achis Ve'nof Ol Yubim Huskiko Lenosi Nochis Levadoi, Do'al Bala Achis Lerami, Ve'nas Zu Tzoru Bezike Ve'kshemes Ta'osar Anochis Al Anisho Mishum Tzor Asachis Isho, Ve'afilu Bechad Achim, Kedi Perishis Da'af Agav Detre Achim Ninu, Ein Zuzkuko Lenosi Nochis Levad. So this Mishne Be'etzem, it's not saying a grace of chidush. Be'etzem l'chur, the Mishnah is a poshta Mishnah. I want to go to Seder. What the Mishnah is b'chadush? You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies, so Shimon for sure cannot marry Achis Isha. But Levi could do Yibum. So if Levi does Yibum and then Levi dies, so now Eishes Levi, the Achis Isha that he married from Reuven is a erve, so she patters the Tzor. So Eishes Levi and Tzoros are apotu. But if Levi only made a maimar on the Achis Isha, so the Achis Isha is not really married to him. So b'meile, the balas ha-maimar, the one that he made a maimar to is a erve. So she patters his wife mi'ibum, but not mi'chalitza. Because maimar is not koine kinyan gomu. Zog the Gemara, zoi se meres, ein zike. Because l'man d'oma yer zike, miyad when Reuven dies, she's zokuk to Levi, to Shimena. And b'meile, when Levi dies, his wife is a erve, is a tzor b'zike. Va she's zokuk machmas eishas Reuven. Eishas Reuven dies, so he's zokuk to Levi. When Levi dies, not only that he can't marry the Erva, he can't marry even the wife of Levi because she's a Tzor of a Zika. So the Gemara, they say, Meres ain't Zika. And only if Levi made a Maimar, then she patters. This Duke is Rav Nachman's Duke. So the Chiddush of Rav Nachman is that it's Meduik of the Mishnah, Commander Omar in Zika, that when Levi marries Eishas Reuven that dies, then his wife is potu leibum. Although if he does maimar, so his wife is potu meibum and tzchayev bechalitze. But if he didn't do yibum and didn't do maimar, so if Reuven dies and then Levi dies, so Shimon could do yibum to Eishes Levi, and we don't say she's a tzoras erva bezik. Frek teisis akashe. Omar Rab Nachman zoi simeres ein zike. Teime shloi diknik Rab Nachman al masnisin deresh perekeitza. Frek teisves, why Rab Nachman waited to ask his diuk from the Mishnah and the Flamet. It's exactly the same diuk, and the first Mishnah in Perek Sheni. The first Mishnah in Perek Sheni, and the Gemara is medayiket in Perek Sheni. The Mishnah that Yud Zayin Shei Dezel Bezach. Keitzad Eish Ochim Shel Ahoyo Bo Ilomri. Shnei Achim, Umeis Echov Med. Venoilad Ach Shlishi. So now the Ach Shlishi, for him, the wife of the Eishas Reuven is a Erve. ואחר כך יהיו מה שאני אעשה איש הסוחי ומאיס, איש הסוחי שאני יועץ משום מאיס אוכל שלא יבואי לומרי, והשני הוא משום צרוסו, אוסו במיימר ומאיס, שני יחלץ אסו אולי ניסייה באמס. So state clear that if Reuven dies and then Levi is born, so she lay on a boy lomoy. So if Shimon does a yibum, then Shimon dies. She patters it because she does a boy lomoy. If Shimon does a maimar, she lets him see a bemes. But if Shimon didn't do a maimar, so even that Eish is Reuven, Eish is Ochus Shloya boy lomoy. We don't say she's an erva bezika and to patter Eish is Shimon and the doing only is gemacht a maimar. And be'etzem who asks this kasha? The Gemara daf yudches. Meisim Ravuna Barchia also Gemara says daf yudches. Also be maimer be meis, shni yocholetz le misya bemes. Taime da ove be maimer, ola ove be maimer, shni yanami yibu mi yabme. Vi yamas yish zike, av le tzoras yish tzorosh lebe ilomu be zike. Oma rabbe, hu adin afa gav delo yovad be maimer. Vohod ikdoni maimer la afukim in bitcham. So Tesis is asking a kasha. It's exactly the same mishne by us, three brothers, two married to two sisters, one dies. And the third one does yibum, she patas the tzor, does a maima, she patas, but on maima, we don't say erva bezike, we have exactly the same case in Shalohera Barilomo in Perikshani. And the Gemara in Perikshani has exactly the same deal. Why Rab Nachman waited to the flamet? You're right. The Gemara in the end of the Amud says, what is the terence? The Madama yes zike, chashene raya. The Gemara, who had din afrika of the Eloyo about maima? And the chiddush of the Mishnah is laafuki mebit shamay the amri maimar koyin the kinyan gomur, and I would think that if Levi made a maimar, so not only that choletz and misya bemes, she will not be even choletz. It's kumashon laafuki mebit shamay. And this is what the Gemara answers when she asks the same kasha in Perek Sheni. But this is the stelling the kasha of Rab Nachman. Why Rab Nachman stole the kasha here? It's a kasha in Perek Sheni, and we have a teretz in Perek Sheni laafuki mebit shamay. And this is what the Gemara in the end of the Amud will answer. The Gemara says v'Rav Ashi kasha Rab Nachman the bigger lines. אמר לו חבש, הוא עוד אינף אגב דלוי, אבל במיימה? ואולי גדול עם מיימה, להפוג עם בית שמה. פרק תייסס, so why רב נחמן שטולד his אור and the flambet, why is on a kasha in פרק שי? זוג תב כי ואיגר, the חידושים, the imam is doesn't understand, is kasha, is ישון עם הזמרה מזה, בלבטי זוג תר, תייסס and the יודחס, עמוד א', already asked the kasha. Dear the Gemara answers that why it says Maimar, Lafukim Mibit Shammai. Don't think that the Maimar is kind of so strong that she's potter even for Chalitza. Frank Teifes. So, and here also the Gemara will answer the Madomar, yes, Zike, Lafukim Mibit Shammai. Why you need two Mishnais, Lafukim Mibit Shammai? Zog Teifes and Dafyut Chesam Udalev, that if I would have one, I would take a thing, Lafukim Mibit Shammai. Now I have two. This is the reason Rav Nachman is medayek the ein zike. You're right that we answer lafukim and bichamai. We have to know why you have to have two lafukim and bichamai. Tesis has a psacheshvet. But Rav Nachman, as I took Tesis dort in Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, the first Tesis, that if you would have only one raya from Perek Rishon, you would say lafukim and bichamai. Who had in Africa of the Loyova B'maima? Lafukim and bichamai. But why the Tana repeats it again? Why is this? The Tana says, bedaf to maima, to tell me a chidush, that after over the maimer, but over the maimer muteres, because when the Omar ein zike is no tzor of the zike. This is the chiddush. When the Omar ein zike, the chiddush is that we don't say the chisson ein zike. As I said, Tesis, Mele Frekrab Kive Eger, Ha'or, Tesis is live with the kashe. Tame is when Tesis doesn't have a teretz. Tame is shalo yidiktek Rab Nachman, as this in the Rish, Keitza? Tesis himself said, from one Mishnah you say lafukim ebit shamai. Two Mishnah is ready, it's a doichak. Two Mishnah is a doichak. The Meir Rav Nachman waited the second Mishnah and he says, you can't say lafukim ebit shamai. I already know lafukim ebit shamai. The Meir, I'm a dyke this Mishnah. This is Chidush Rav Kiveger though, and Be'ezem Tesis Shonim is Meranes. What is Megiah to us, I want this, to Messiah the Zvon so that we could build the Mishnah nicely. So Be'ezem, we have to remember, even though we started the vow, we learned only one Mishnah, we will call it that we learned already two Mishnahs. We learned one Mishnah in Perek Sheni, the Ainu three brothers, the Ainu two, and one is born. So the third one is Shelo Hayo Bar Ilomoi, and now the second one, if he does Yibum and he dies, Patas the Tzoro. If he does Maimar, so Bemele the Erve, Patas the Tzoro, Mi Yibum and not Michalitza. So this is the first Mishnah, three brothers, the first one is Shelo Hayo Bar Ilomoi. And the second one, if he marries her, it patters his wife. If he does maimar, chelatz lemisya bemes. Who are the nafagav? The loyav of maimar lemando amar yezike. Then we have the second mishnah: two brothers marry two sisters, and one dies. So if the nochris, malanochris, marries her and he dies, it's erev patters the tzora. פיד אז מיי מאך לצס בלי מיסיה במס למד אמר יזיקי אף אחד לא יעבד במיי מאך למד אמר אין זיקה דווקא עובד במיי מאך it's the same idea so בעצם משנה the second first משנה in פרק שני and the משנה here is exactly the same חידוש and they say that it is the same חידוש it's mamish the same חידוש and the yisayin of the חידוש is if the lady that falls to the second brother I know the first brother dies his wife is the erva on you And if the second brother marries her and he has a heter to marry her, and he dies, she's an erva and she patos the tzora. If he doesn't marry and he does a maimar, choletzes blei misya bemes. If he doesn't do a maimar, lemandoma yezike, it's also choletzes blei misya bemes. Lemandoma ein zike, take it's muta. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Lama zen now the third Mishnah. Lama zen the third Mishnah. The third Mishnah is going be'etzen to mechadish the zelba chiddush. The third mission is Be'etzem Mechalish is Zelba Chiddush. Just a little bit different. Shloisho Achim, Shnai Mehem Nesuim, Shtei Achis. Ve'echod Nosui Nochris. Meisa Nosui Nochris. Ve'konas Echod Mibale Achis Es Ishto Yi Ve'meis. So Rishoyno Yoito Mishum Meis Achis Isho, Ve'shniyo Mishum Tzoroso. The other way around, two brothers married a sister, one Bal Nochris. The Bal Nochris died, so one brother did a Yibum. And now he dies, for the third brother, he can't do Yibum because it's Tzoras Erva, and he's Botu. Also, B'mayimar V'meis, Nochris Choletzes V'lei Misya B'emes. But the wife of the second brother, you can't marry because she's Achis Isha. But the Nochris, if she will be Miyubam, she will be Taket Tzoras Erva. Vash is only B'mayimar, so the Mandomar, Ein Zikra, but she did a Mayimar, so if he made a Mayimar, Choletzes V'lei Misya B'emes. Frek the Gemore, Hosu Lomoli. Why I need this Mishnah? It's exactly the same Yisai. If she's an Erve, she patters the Torah, the Torah patters her. And if she's not an Erve, Yibum, it's only a Maimar, it's Chilesis, V'lei Misya Bemetz. Hainu Hach. And the Gemara says even more than that. Listen good to the Lashon HaGemara. Hashto Uma Hosom in the first case, De'achis Isho Havi Torah Lenochis, Amris Nochis Asuro. Hocha Denochis Havi Torah Lachis Isho, Lekol Sheken. Was sagt die Gemara? Heinu hashto, uma hosom. Deachis isho avitzore le nochis amres nochis asuro. Hoche den nochis avitzore lachis isho le kol sheken? What the Gemara is saying is svor. I want to start on the svor of the Gemara. Sag die Gemara no. It's a kol sheken. Why? In the first case, what happened in the first case? Two brothers are married to two sisters and one married to a nochis. One of the Bala sisters dies. Reuven dies. So we say, now Levi went and did a Maimar to the Erve, and then Reuven and Levi dies. So Shimon says, the Erve, even though she's not really married to Levi, she's only the Maimar, she patters the Tzor. And the second Mishnah, that's the third Mishnah here, the second Mishnah, there's the other way around. Two brothers married to a sister in a Nochris. And the Bala Nochris died, and one of the brothers made a Maimar. Dear, the Erve is mamish married to my brother. So then for sure she could patter the Nochris that only did a Maimar. As I swore. Now I want to teach you how to learn a shtick of the Gemara. So you say, okay, a Gishmak is swore from the Gemara. A Gishmak is swore from the Gemara. You have to understand what is the swore. But let me tell you good. Gemara says, it's a swore. What is the swore? It's a swore. What is the swore? The first case, two brothers married two sisters in a Nochris, and one of the brothers died, and the Bala Nochris made a Maimar. So Be'etzem, the Erva is only the Maimar. Only a Erva be Maimar. Even so, she patters when Levi dies. We say the Erva be Maimar patu miyibum. Choletzes v'lei misya bemes. In the second case, the Nochris died, and one of the Bala Achris made a Maimar, so the Erva is a real marriage. For sure she will patter the Nochris with a Maimar. Choletzes v'lei misya bemes. Okay. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, I don't need a second Mishnah. So Chakal V'Chaymah from the first Mishnah. What is the Svar? No, no. He said, Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, you know what happened here? Why we have two Mishnayas? Nan loizu avzuk toni. Tone hach tone bereishe. V'hach hazelete. For years, the Tana taught that only in the second case, the aloche is that she's potu mechmiyibu. But in the first case, for years, the Tana was holding that she's mutar liisyaben. The hoda chazal liisurah, v'ilad chaviv leagim. Mishnah is also in mekayim. So stay the merit, it's a kleine svore. The pshat is the Tana has to write both, because the Talmid Toya could have a mistake. The Gemara says that the Tana, the Elike Tana, for years was thinking that le'alocha is that in the first case, she's mutar li'siyabem, and the second case is not. So we really have to be masbir ha'hezbel. So we have a hezbel that misvore, grade the alocha is nishtaze. Grade the alocha is nishtaze. Aber misvore, we want to say that in the first case, what is called the first case? Two brothers married to sister and one is married nochris. Reuben Shimon married to sister and Levi is married nochris. Reuben dies and Levi makes a maimar. That Erve cannot pater. If Levi marries her, he marries her. But if he does a maimar, so the Erve is not mamish connected, so, and Levi dies, you could be meyabameshes Levi. Mashaken in the third case, in the last Mishnah, there's the other way around. Two brothers married a sister and the nochis dies, but the nochis dies. Then when you make a maimar, for sure the erva paters her. And the Gemara wanted to say that only in the second case the erva paters her. But in the first case, la aloche would be that she's mutter. And the Gemara says, I say the time to get help. So Rashi says, Svorab, it's not clear what Rashi says. Rashi says, I say, Koshikin, Oma hosom the nochis ikar nesuhi, nachis isha noflo alev and asis tzor b'maimar asalto. Hochadach is isha ikon esuhi lekoshikin do isalta nochi shi itfeile? Hai tane bereisha mishna achoyne zushon otchilo. Vahidi lehe lo yave bedaite lemidne mishun dechazi lehetele. Hoil ve nochi is ikar. She's the ikar. The tzore, the erve cannot pater her. Vahodar chazi le isura mishun de mikol mokrin tzore hi vetanya. It's a medrash pli yashtek. Rashi shet as asvore. She's the ikar. Val she's the ikar. So in the first case, the Erva is the Iker. The first case, the Erva is, the Nochis is the Iker. The Erva is only the Maimar, she can't answer her. The second case, the Erva is the Iker. The Nochis is only the Maimar. What is the difference? The Maisa, they're connected, and if they're connected, the Maisa, it's called the Tzoras Erva. The Maisa, they have Shaykhis. She's the Tzorah of a Maimar. Nafkamina Azeh. What is the story here? You think there's a svara here? Ikar v'tofel, what's the shachas? They're connected to Maimar. What is the svara here? And I'm saying, it's not stam why you need an extra Mishnah. The Gemara shows that the Tana wrote the second one and was pushed to him. And he thought that in the first case it's muta. So Reb David Povalsky, Zokido HaSvara. Look at the Aglata Svara. I don't know if it goes into Rashi. We'll start. We'll see. Maybe now we'll have a klore hesber. I want to do pamela. Zogt Rav David, we have a svore from the Gemara in the Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Beis holds that Beit Shammai hold that there's no musik from Tzoras Erva. They don't hold from Tzoras Erva. Zogt the Gemara, why Beit Shammai don't hold from Tzoras Erva? So at least the first tells of the Gemara for sure says in Yud Gimel Amud Beis because they hold ein isu chalal isu. So maybe ein isu eshesach chalach isisha. So she's only a chisi, so she's not called a shesach, so she can't part of the tzor. This is the Gemara. The Madama ain't isu chalal isu. The Gemara asks what happens for kel if the shesach was first. But the Gemara says if she's a chisi, then she's a shesach. To part of the tzor, she needs to be a shesach. If she's not a shesach, she doesn't part of the tzor. So we see a modern zach. She's a chisi, so she's the erve gemura. But to part of the tzor, it's not enough that you are erve. You need to have a shame erve as a shesach. If you don't have the shame Elva say Shesach, you don't pater the tzor. The Gemara wants to say, Leman de Bishamai, that Ein Yisru Chalal Yisru, the Achusisho cannot pater. And my brother is married to Achusisho, while it's called Achusisho, and by me it's not called Shesach, because Ein Yisru Chalal Yisru, so even if he has another wife that is not Achusisho, that Achusisho cannot pater. So it's not enough that you have a shame Elva, you have to be a Shesach to pater the tzor. Does this say the Gemara of Yud Gimel? What we still don't hold, we said, other they hold Isu Chalal Isu, other they hold the Shem Eshesach is there, other Mikletole Vikoi, all the Tirutzim. But the Svore state in the Gemara. So the David is Dosh Shem Svore, so we have a Glatter Hezbe. In the first case, the Erve, was in the second case, I mean, the case that is more Poshet to Isu is the second case, two brothers married two sisters, and there's a Nasi Nochris, and you made a Maima. So what happened? The third one dies, and one of the brothers made a maimar. These brothers are married achusisho b'teras vaday. So she has a shame eshesach. So she could pater the tzor. Masha'egin in the first case, what happened? Two brothers, one died.
The balas anochris made a maima. The erba doesn't have a shame in shesach. She says shesach with maima, but she's not a real shesach. So who said she could patel the tzoro? You have to be a real shesach to patel the tzoro. You don't have to be a real tzoro, you could be a tzoro with maima. But you have to have an emes shame in shesach. A shesach shechayovim aleo kores. Maima is not chayav kores. It's a isur, but it's not a chayav kores. To paddle the tzor, you have to have a shesach sheyesh bakores. She's not a shesach sheyesh bakores. She's not an erbedikei shesach. Komash malon, and mikol mokim she paddles the tzor. But it's like grace enough kemide. So if we say that you have to have a shemesh shesach, so in the bottom case, it's an MSA shesach. In the bottom case, it's an MSA shesach. While it's an MSA shesach, so b'meile, what happened in the bottom case? Two brothers married two sisters, and the nochris dies, and one of the achyas makes a maimer of the nochris, but the achyas are married to them. So it's an erva von eishesach. Eishesach, but has a chistish, a kupat of the tzor. But she egin in the first case, it's not an erva that kupat of the tzor. There's another nusach that achroinim say, but the Val will stick to this nusach from Rebdo. Zog the Welt, the Rambam Weisdois had a new shita here. The Rambam Weisdois had a new shita in the sugi here. And I want to miyasa it klo. And lechur, the Rambam was moitziyat from our Gemore, and maybe fakel, we could miyasa it even more klo, how the Rambam was moitziyat from our Gemore. The Rambam is three Rambams. We have to remember, we have three Mishnayos to make it klo. We have the Mishnah in Perek Sheni. We asked why the Gemara didn't start from there. But Be'etzem, the first Mishnah in Perek Sheni is Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven is Shiloh Hoyaboy, Lomoy, Dahainu, he died before Levi is born, so his wife is an Erevin. Of them state that if Shimon marries her and Shimon dies, Levi can do Yibum. If Shimon does a Maimar and he dies, so Levi is Choletes Velemis Yabemes, because she's a Tzorah B'Maimar. Obel Amanda Omar Yezike, Afilu Ona Maimar. Our Tana holds Ein Zike Lafukim BeBetshamay. The first Mishnah. The second Mishnah is three brothers married to sisters. One of them dies. The Balanochris makes a Maimar and marries her. So the brother that married the sister cannot be Meyabim the Elbe. If the Balanochris made a Maimar, Choleses Ulei Misyabemes. Leman Omar Yezike Afilu Ona Maimar. And then we have the third case. What is the third case? Two brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven dies. And the balas, and Levi dies, the balas anochis dies. One of them state that also by maimar, if Levi made a maimar, choletzes v'lemis yabemes. But if Levi didn't do a maimar, so then ain't a chenami. The same mezach. So nochem Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven and Shimon married to sisters, and Levi is married anochis, and Levi dies. If Shimon marries her and Shimon dies, Reuven can't do yibum teishes Levi. If Shimon made a maimar, choletzes v'lemis yabemes. These are the three mishnayos. In the Rambam, we have a starker theory here. We'll go slowly, and it's mamish klor, and I think it's also the svara from our Gemara. So we have mas with us. The first Rambam is in Perik Vov, Milchis Yibum Vechalitze, Halocha Yud Zayin, and Halocha Yud Ches. Rambam Paskins, Keitza Deshe Sochiv Shelohoyo Bo Ilomoi, Reuven dies, and then Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum Teishes Reuven. Shimon went and made Yibum to Eishes Reuven, and Shimon dies, so Levi cannot marry not Eishes Shimon, and not Eishes Reuven, because she's a Erva and she patters the Tzorah. Zog the Rambam in Halacha Yudches. Reuven dies. Also bo Shimon Maimar bi Yevimtoi. And Shimon dies. Areli Levi choylets ve'eloi meyabem. She'ena Maimar koine bi Yevimtoi kin yengim bo kmo Eishe bi'armu. So the Rambam passes the Halacha. If Reuven dies, Levi for sure cannot marry his wife, Shelohoyoboy Lomoy. If Shimon does a Yibum, so not only that he can't marry Eishes Reuven that Shimon married, also it's the Shimon is Potu, because this is a Tzoras Elve. But if Shimon only made a Maimar to Eishes Reuven, so Eishes Reuven you can't marry, and Eishes Shimon is Potu, because he did a Maimar. So Be'etzem, the Rambam brings down the Mishnah, that Yud Zayin, word by word, like the Mishnah is written down. Also, Bo Shimon Maimar, Levi Choyletzes Velei Misyabemes. And for sure, we have a kasha, we paskin, yesh zike. If we paskin, yesh zike, that's even without a maimah. Reuven dies, Levi can marry his wife.
Now Shimon dies. Levi also cannot do Yibum to Eishes Shimon because she's a tzoras bezike to the erva from Eishes Ruben. The Gemara says Shema Mino Ein Zike. The Gemara says Shema Mino Ein Zike. But if we pass in Yes Zike, the Rambam decided, okay, maybe the Rambam likes to bring the Mishnayos Kmoy Shehem. Kmoy Shehem. One time. Second time in Perek Zayin, Aloch Zayin, he brings down the first Mishnah in the Flamed Amud Aleph, also Kepshutoi. Shloisho Achim, word by word, Shnayim Em Nesuim L'Shtei Achies. Meis Echo Mibale Achies, Ve'oso Ashlishi Biyevim Toi Maima. Ve'achar Kach Meis Bala Achies. Ve'noflo Achois Ashni Lefni Ach Ashlishi. Meis Esho Oso Amaima, Ve'oyo Lo Isho Acheres, this is our Mishnah. Balas amayim obtur menachalitzo sharei achos isho v'isho acheres choyletzes v'loim isyabemes she'ein amayim erkoi lekinen gomor ashi yifteres atzor. Again, the Rambam paskins the first Mishnah and the Flamed shloisha achim nesuim shtei achies v'echo nesuim mochris meis echo mbalei achies konas nesuim mochris arishoin ayoytum shum achos isho shnir choyletzem pturo v'im oso b'maymar v'meis so nochris choyletzes v'loim isyabemes v'mishnah kepshut. So twice, Sai in Perek Sheni, Sai by Elos, the Rambam passes the Mishnah Kepshutoi, and we take the Echetim Tzitz Alemol. You have an Erve, and the third brother made a Maimar to the Erve, and he dies, so for sure the Erve is Potur, but the Erve patters the wife of the second person. The Tzadashov is Alemol. Was the Erve, Eishes Ruben is the Erve, because Shiloh Yabo Ilomoy, Eishes Ruben is the Erve, because Tzachos Isho, Levi doesn't have a problem, the third one doesn't have a problem to marry her. If he marries her, clapping the other brother, it's an erva that patters the tzorah. If he does a maimar, she patters the tzorah b'tzad tzorah b'maimar. But if he doesn't do a maimar and the third one dies, so even that is a zike, the Rambam only says also b'maimar. Le'umas them, the Rambam, in Perikei, Aloche Chofei, he brings the third Mishnah that we have by us. Our third Mishnah. Shloisho achim, word by word. Shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achies ve'echod nosui nochris. Our Mishnah. Shloisho achim, shnayim nesuim shtei achies ve'echod nosui nochris. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven married one brother, Shimon married one sister, Shimon married a second sister, and Levi is nosui nochris. Meisa nosui nochris. Levi dies. ואחר כך מס אחד מבעלי אחיס. הרי הנוכריס חוי לצס ולא ימיסיה באמס. מפני שיצור הסחויס אישו בזיקה. זוג דה רמב״ם, רובן, שימן ולוי. רובן ושימן married two sisters. And Levi is not in נוכריס. מס לוי. And the רמב״ם doesn't say, and שימן made a maima. And after it, מס שימן, זוג דה רמב״ם, רובן cannot marry אישה שימן. Why? Because she's a achos isho. And he can't marry Eishes Levi because Eishes Levi is a tzorah bezikah to Eishes Shimon. Shorosh achim, shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achies, meis anosui nochris, ve'achar kach mes echad mibale achies, hare anochris choyletzes v'leim misi abemes, mipnei shi tzorah sachos isho bezikah. Ochim shemeis So the Rambam passing in the same case by us. Shloisho achim. We'll see the second mission. Shloisho achim. Shnayim and nesuim shtei achis. Ve'echo nosi nochis. Meisa nosi nochis. Ve'konas echem bali achis. Es ishtoi. Harishen yutim shorosan. Ve'shim yom tzoroso. More the mission says. Oso bo maimar. Ve'meis. Nochis chiletzes ulei misi abemes. But without a maimar. For sure the first brother could marry the Yibum of the third brother. The Madom Arayin Zike. And the Rambam changes in the last case. The Rambam brings down even without a maimar. Frag the Magid Mishneh, what is the difference? We have three Mishnayos that say the same words. And the Rambam took the first two Mishnayos and he put them Kipshutoi. And in the third Mishneh, the Rambam changed and he said, Ve'apa pishul yosu b'maimah mipnei shiitzoras achus isho bezike. What is the difference in the Rambam? So before we answer, before we try to find the Svores, we have to make the klal in the Rambam. The klal is better than the klal that the Gemara was miyaset to us. If we make the klal klal, then we can figure out the cheshbonos. Then we have three Mishnayos. The first Mishnah of Perek Sheni, the first Mishnah by us, and the second Mishnah by us. And the Rambam is mechalek. In the first two, he brings them kipshutoi be'oso b'maimar, and the third one he says below yosef a maimar. Wait a minute, Mishnah, what is the difference? The height. Want to explain. What is the tzadashobah from the three cases? We have three brothers in all the three cases. Three brothers in all the three cases. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. In all the cases, Eishes Reuven is a erve, and the next brothers, and the next brother. Why? Either because Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, other because Reuven is Shiloh Hoya Boilama. And the Rambam says like this. In the first case, Eishes Reuven is the erve because Shiloh Hoya Boilama. Eishes Reuven Shiloh Hoya Boilama. Zog the Rambam, Levi is not allowed to marry her. Shiloh Hoya Boilama. Shimon is allowed to marry her. But if Shimon marries her, so now she's the erve and Levi, so she patos the tzol. Not only if Shimon marries her. If Shimon makes a maimar and Shimon dies, she patos Eishes Shimon. But if Shimon doesn't make a maimar and Shimon dies, Eishes Shimon is available to Levi. Very passionate. The second case was the same longest. Two sisters, Reuven and Shimon married the two sisters. Reuven dies. Zog the Rambam. She's mutter to Levi. She's mutter to Levi. So if Levi marries her and he dies, Shimon can't marry no one. If Levi makes a maimar and he dies, Cholets v'leim is yabemes. But if Levi didn't do a maimar and Levi dies, why Shimon was not allowed to be married? Now, in both of the cases, we'll take the second case. You could say, Lemanda Omar yes zike, in the minute that Reuven dies, so the Eishes Reuven is zoku to Levi, so now she's the erbe bezike, the Torah says, we don't pass in zike, we need maima. We don't, I will pass in your zike, the Rambam holds, no, you need a maima. As Levi stated in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks the kasha. Comes to the third case, the Rambam switches. So the Rambam, what is the third case? Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. And Levi is married an Ochris. So the Rambam, and Levi dies. So everyone is allowed to marry. Because she's not an Erva, not a Reuven and Shimon. If one of them marries, and then he dies, so his wife is an Erva, and she patters the Torah. So the Rambam, even if he doesn't marry them, but while she's Zokuk to them, so for everyone, she's Zokuk to the other brother, so if the second brother dies, so she's called the Erva Bezike, and you can't be Miyabe Meshes Levi. Even without Shimon doing a maimar. What is the difference? Why the Rambam is mechalek? What is the chiluk? What is the chiluk? Let's see the kasha for the Magid Mishneh. In the Magid Mishneh, Meroiv Chumos HaKasha, in Perek Vov Aloch Yud Ches, can I see inside, Zog the Magid Mishneh, Lav Davke, the Rambam doesn't mean that you have to do a maimar take, all of these Rambams are Lav Davke. The Gemara says, Lamanda Omar Ein Zike, but Lamanda Omar Yez Zike, is Lav Davke Maimar, Lafuke Mi Bet Shamay. It's a very big doicha. It's a very big doicha. The teres in the Rambam is, before the Hesbeh, it's too stark as Hesbeh. The Rambam Paskin, but the Gemara says a Svore. The Rambam is Mechalik Belomdes. This is the key. You don't have to remember the cases in the Rambam. It's one key. It's one klal in the Rambam. The Rambam learns like this. In the case, we'll take the first case. Reuven is Shelohayo Boilomoy. He dies. Shimon marries her. So when Shimon dies, Levi can't do Yibum. Shimon doesn't maima. But if Shimon didn't marry her, and Shimon didn't do a maimar, yes, zike, how the Rambam, if the erve is the erve bezike, if the reason the erve is connected to the new brother is only bezike, she doesn't patter the tzor. Erve bezike doesn't patter the tzor. Erve bezike doesn't patter the tzor. As I have the Rambam. Erve bezike doesn't patter the tzor. Bemele, the only way that will patter the tzora is if Shimon will make a maima, or if Shimon will miyabim her. If Reuven dies and she falls to Shimon and Shimon doesn't touch her and Shimon dies, Eishes Shimon is roi leibum. I was the erva deer, was bezike. It's not connected to Shimon. The same thing in the second case. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, and then is Levi. Levi is nosi nochris. And one of the brothers died. If Levi marries her, it patters his wife. If Levi makes a maimar, it patters his wife. But if it's only an erve bezike, the Rambam holds erve bezike doesn't patter itself. In the third case, is the other way around. Two brothers marry two sisters, and Levi dies. Now she's a pnuya bezika. The erva is married to Reuven and Shimon. The erva is already inside the house. The erva is married to Shimon. When the erva is married to Shimon, and now she has a new Ashes Levi falls leibum, so Ashes Levi becomes zokuk to Shimon, while Ashes Levi becomes zokuk to Shimon or to Reuven, so she becomes a tzoras erve bezike. Then the tzoras erve patters her even without Maima. Why? Dear, the erve is already married to my brother. Dear, the erve is already married to my brother. Then for sure she patters the tzor, even without the Maima. Even without a Zik, even without a Maima, even without a Nisui. Yet the Svore Alei is not a Vaita Svore. Who says it? A Gemore. This is the Loshon a Gemore by us. Uma hosom dachus isho avitzoro la nochris. Amris nochris asuro. Hocha de nochris avitzoro la nochris isho le kol sheken. Zok Rashi pshat. In the first case, the Erve is only a Erve bezike. Mechet teise she will part of the other one. Kamash velon that yes. Kamash velon with Maimer it patterns. Mashenken in the bottom case, Zog di Gemara, it's much more partial to pattern, because there the Erve is already married. Now, the Shaila is, but the Gemara says, the Gemara is not Mechalik. The Mishnah is Mechalish, all of these Hidushim. We have to find a Svorah to be Masberit. But I'm saying, the Chilik in the Rambam is a glad Chilik. So now the Shaila is, Beseder. But the Maaseh, the Tani writes all the three Zach and the Zelbe Zach. The Gemara is not Mechalik. The Gemara says that why you have to have Maimar, Lemado Amar Ein Zike. Odo Lafuki Mibit Shammai that hold Maimar Koine Kinyan Gomu. The Rambam made a spalt. So the Rambam that makes a spalt, it's against the Gemara. But our Gemara says that Lemado Amar Ein Zike, you need Maimar. Lemado Amar Yes Zike, you don't need Maimar. As they state in the Gemara. Lemado Amar Yes Zike, you don't need Maimar. As they state in the Gemara. And the Rambam Zot Mishnah. What is the Svorah to be Mechalik? So Reb Nochum said a Givaldik Yavot. Reb Nochum said like this. Our Gemara holds one vote. Yesh litzroi b'shar shenasu tzorei zu lezu lo yulcho lekuchim afilu be'achas mehem. B'shar shenasu tzorei zu lezu lo yulcho lekuchim afilu be'achas mehem. So it doesn't make a difference from where it starts. If it's a Tzorah, she patters, doesn't make a difference. If the first of Reuven falls to Levi, Levi falls to Shimon, Lemay is a Litzroy, B'shah Shanasu Tzorah Zu Lezu, is a Aloche that they potter. B'shah Shanasu Tzorah Zu Lezu, a Erbe patters the Tzorah. If the Erbe patters the Tzorah, it doesn't make a difference. Why the Erbe patters the Tzorah? How the Erbe patters the Tzorah? The Erbe patters the Tzorah. A glad azach. Ein echinami, lemad omar yes zike, afilu on a maimar, lemad omar ein zike, only with a maimar. This is our Gemara. Bemele, the Gemara is not mechalek tzavish in all the three cases. And the Gemara says that be'etzim you don't need maimar in none of the cases. Lemad omar yes zike. Why the Tana says maimar? Odo lafuki mi b'chamai, odo lemad omar ein zike. Zog Reb Nochum. Aber der Rambam had a new shita here. Noch it says like this. The Rambam holds, we learn out, Azevi Rebbe. Rebbe learns, Bais echod atoboine, velokcho, kol shiyash lekuchim ba'achas mehem, yash lekuchim ba'shniyo, Bais atoboine mikzosoi atoboine kuloi, Bais she'ein atoboine mikzosoi, ein atoboine kuloi. The p'tuf in Tzoras Erve is not litzroi, b'shosh nasu tzori zu lezu. Then Einachnam is no difference. B'shosh nasu tzor zu lezu doesn't make a difference if this one is in and this one is a little bit out, or this one is out and this one is a little bit in. The amount the nasu tzor zu lezu, one of them is in zika and one of them is really married. Doesn't make a difference. You can't find a difference if the erbe is in and the tzor is out, or the tzor is out and the erbe is in. If it's a litzro, b'shosh nasu tzor zu lezu, litzro, erbe part of the tzor, doesn't make a difference who is in and who is out. If she's a Tzoras Erve, she patters herself. A Tzoras Erve, every time, patters the Tzor. There's no difference who is inside and who is outside. The Erve could patter the Tzor. It's not enough Kemida. Aber lefi de Rambam, so Reb Nochum hazeh. Bayi she'atoboyne mikzosoi atoboyne kuloi, bei she eina to boine miktsosoi eina to boine kula sagt er also if the erve is married to my brother so when the erve is married to my brother I say like this bei she to boine miktsosoi I could make a yibum to my brother, I could make a yibum to everyone else. If I can make yibum to my brother, if I can boine the bais, I'm potu from everyone else in the bais. Bais she'ina to boine miktsosoi, eina to boine kula. If I can make a yibum to the bais, I'm potu from the ganze bais. When you say that I can't do yibum to the bais, when lemosh, we'll take the last case. Make sense? Two brothers marry two sisters. And what is nosi nochis? And the nosi nochis dies. So we say, but then Shimon dies. We say, you could marry Shimon, you could build Shimon's house. No, she's the elder. If you can't build Shimon's house, so even the tzor that comes from Levi, you also can't marry her. Baisha to bayne miktsosoi, ein to bayne kula. But, if it's the other way around, we'll take the case before. Two brothers married two sisters, and one is nosi nochis. And one of the brothers dies. One of the brothers dies. Right? Now, that brother, you anyway don't have to do yibum. Now, Levi dies, what I will say? Ba'ish eina to boine miktsosoi, eina to boine kuloi. I bichlal don't have to start. The Erve klapei Levi, she's not a part of the ba'ish of Levi. If Levi made a maimar to her, so you could say she's a part of the ba'ish of Levi to say, ba'ish eina to boine miktsosoi, eina to boine kuloi. While the Erve is not married to Levi, while the Erve is from only Bezike, you don't say Bai Shia to Baina Miktos, Yata Baina Kula. If she's married to the brother, Benesuim Gmurim, or Benesuim Maimar, so you say Bai Shia to Baina Miktosoi, Ata Baina Kula. Bai Shia Eina to Baina Miktosoi, Eina to Baina Kula. But if she's not married, she's only Bezike, you can't call it Bai Shia to Baina Miktosoi, Ata Baina Kula. Dahai. Lefi Os, the aside is Litzroi, the connection. So if you say Litzroi, it doesn't make a difference who is inside and who is outside. If the Erve could pater the Tzora, so if she's the Erve and she's the Tzora, if it's connected, it goes both ways. If she's a Tzora Bezike, so Erve Bezike is also a Tzora. Mimad Afshach. Other Litzroi, other Nish Litzroi. But Baisha at the Baina Miktsosi at the Baina Kuloi, first you have to call it a Bais. If she's not married, she's not a Bais. Bezike, it's not called a Bais. It's a glatt svore. Reb Shlomo Berman said a better svore. A better svore. It's so glatt. We say lefi the Rambam, ba'ish at abayin miktsos at abayin kulei lo shen gemore. Kol sheyesh lekuchim be'achas, yesh lekuchim b'shnir. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Ve'lo kcho. Kol sheyesh lekuchim be'achas, yesh lekuchim b'shnir. Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Das ist der Drosche. Kol she'yesh lekuchim be'achas, yesh lekuchim b'shnir. So Reb Shlomo Berman, very poshut. Sefer Osher L'Shleim. It's the same Hesbar in the Rambam. It says, we'll make a cheshbon, it's so glad. Teisa said, in Daf Ches Amud Beis, why chai ve'lavim don't pater the tzora? Kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Zog Teisa is because it's oile lechalitze, it's not called kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. When you say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir, when she's not oile teyibum en chalitze. But if she's oile techalitze, you don't say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. This is the reason chayv elavim don't pater the tzor. Aber azay the cheshbon in the Rambam is mamish glat. The cheshbon in the Rambam is mamish glat. We'll take the three cases. It has to be like the Rambam paskens. In the first two cases, if you don't have a maima, or even if you have a maima, it doesn't make a difference. In the first case, what happens? Eish sochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy. Eish sochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy. Right? What happens in Eish sochim shelo yoyo bo ilomoy? Reuben dies. Say, if Shimon does yibum, she's part of Shimon. Shimon does the maima, say, so she part of kilu, she's married to Shimon. The Rabbanu kilu she's married to Shimon. If Shimon doesn't do maimar, so we don't say kilu she's married to Shimon. You're right. She's zokuk to Shimon. She has a zika to Shimon. When you have a zika, avadu yichayev bechalitza. Avadu yichayev bechalitza. Zika doesn't pater michalitza. Lo yitzu, you have an erbe bezika. An erbe bezika will never pater michalitza. So if an erbe bezika will never pater michalitza, so you can't say, kol she'ein lekuchim ba'achas, ein lekuchim ba'shnir. B'meile, she doesn't pater michalitza. When the erve is erve gemura and the tzora is bezike, so you say val the erve is erve gemura, kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. But when the erve is only erve bezike, the erve bezike be'etzem, she herself doesn't have a koyach to pater. She herself be'etzem is not mufkein ganze from the parsha. So avada she needs a chalitze. Lo yotzur she will be parsha sibu. Do you too? She will have a parsha sibum. Avada her yibum doesn't pater in ganze. So b'chaygam, you can't say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. When the erve is mufka from the parsha, so even that the tzor is only a tzor bezike, so we say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. But when you have someone bezike, the isha bezike is, do you too? You'll have a zike. The isha bezike is not enough to pater the other house. So Vashi is not enough to pater the other half. You can't say kol she'ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim b'shnir. Maybe we could say mu'ez beirim in the Ramba. Finish the nekuda. When I want to be moitzi, we have to start be'etzim. I want to start the sugya of Nesro. But what is klor is that the Rambam didn't stam make up a shtikel teira. The Rambam be'etzim is our gemara. Reb Nochem says a hesbar, Reb Shleim, maybe we could say different as Beirim. We're not learning that sugya. We want to really to start the sugya of Nesel, just we have to start Peseder. But I'm saying these chilukim in Rambam are not boy chilukim, boy svores. It's a shvere gemore that for a tkufa the gemore gihalten la aloche that the first case is muter and only in the other cases also. So the Rambam learns that switch doesn't switch legamre. Komash malon in the first two cases, that if you did a maimar, it's taki also. Without a maimar, it stays muter. In the last case, that it's poshut, that it's also dear even without a maimar. And why taki stayed maimar, lafukim ibichamai? But for the first two cases, it's bedafke asido a maimar. And again, it's not a doichak. Even though the three mishnayos that say maimar, and the Rambam passes that the first two, the maimar is bedafke, and the last one, the maimar is lav bedafka. It's not a shverikai. Because we start at the beginning of Shir, the taste of Yudchai says, you don't need three mishnayos to tell me, maimar lafukim ibichamai. This was taste of kasha. You need three mishnayos to say, maimar lafukim ibichamai. You have three mishnayos to say, ain't zike. The taste is the first two mishnayos, vile deer, the erve is outside, as I state in the Gemara. That when the erve is outside, is a svara that she'll be muta. The Gemara says it even with maimar. Kumash malon the first two mishnayos chaygavne that it's also the last mishnah zog the gemara it's a double poshu and in that mishnah ain't chenami afilu on maima v'haydik nani maima lafukim ibichama it's very modne that first you have these two chidushim and then you have the last mishnah zog the gemara ain't chenami the order was like that be'etem the Tana first only knew the last aloche that if the erve is the erve and then it's the isha bezike then it's also all the other chidushim the Tana takenish givus. No, Mishnah is also Mikaimo. So come to us that the Rambam took this Havamina from Gemara, this Motne Gemara that we're learning here, Salke Daitoch, and the Rambam paskid it la'aloche. The Rambam said, this Chiluk is the Emes of Chiluk. Just what? Hai, the Mefurash of Mishnah, Dafka B'mayra. The Hai, I'm saying, it's not Vaid B'Hilchis Pshat, the Tana holds that it's Mutar and Gans. The Tana holds that it's Mutar and Gans. Kumash Malon that it's also. One cloud. No, stamp. I think Shach said it. It's not a weite Zach. Why is not a weite Zach? Why is not a weite Zach? Because it's not weite. The Gemara asks the question, why you need a maimar? I feel you on a maimar. Yes, Zike? Now, the Gemara next line will say that it's bichlal not poshut that it's also. Misvorer has to be muta. We don't understand why. But as they state in the Gemara, that val de erve is out. The erve is not in. While the erve is bezike, it's a svara that will be muter. It's not a svara to be also. Komash malon. I want to ask you a shayla. After komash malon that it's also, you could say komash malon more for maimar. The same chat. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Why dafka maimar afilu on maimar? If yes zike, it has to be also. Zog the Gemara lemanda omar ein zike. Zog the Gemara lafuki mi bicham. Then the Gemara says, why I need a third Mishnah? Zog the Gemara beetzem is a new svore. And not a hava mine. It's a gesunde svore that if the erva is only bezike, it doesn't part of the tzor. We said the svore from Rabbi Dovid, because it's not a ishesach. Or we said the new svore from the Rambam, baisech, or duboyne, baisech, duboyne, miktosh. Different svores, why when the erva is out, it doesn't part of the tzor. Komash malon, the first two Mishnah is as ye. Zog the Rambam, now that is a komash malon that ye. We only have komash malon ye with maimah. It's also a filu on maima. You're right, when the Gemara started to read, and that with Chesam Ud Aleph, and she asked, why I need maima? She said, Eilech Nami, I don't need maima. It's lafuki mi bichama, you don't need maima. The Gemara started to flabit, why I need maima? You're right, I don't need maima. You're right, I don't need maima. That's Rayakim Adomar in Zike. When the Gemara came to the third Mishnah, and the Gemara said, one second, you know, there's a new svara to say, only the third Mishnah is also. The first two Mishnayas is a svar when the erva is out, even if it's a zike, it doesn't patter. When the erva is in, it patters the lady bezike. When the erva is out, it doesn't patter. We said, other Reb Dovid Hesber, other the Hesber from Reb Nochem, and Reb Shema, but different Hesber is a Hesber. Why it's us? And the Gemara says, not Salkedaitoch, the Tana really hold like that. Komash malon the Tana that it's us. Zog the Rambam, komash malon that it's us, only with Maimon. Only with Maima. Fuck out. So now after this Gemara, we don't ask the Kasha why you need Maima here, why you need Maima here. The Tana was Mechadish that it's also only with Maima. There's no reason not like that. Everyone yells, but the Rambam is two Gemara's Mish like this. The Gemara in Yudches said, Lemad Omar Yezike, you don't need the Maima. The Gemara in the beginning here said, Lemad Omar Yezike, you don't need the Maima. The Tana says, this was before the next Gemara. When the next Gemara came and the Gemara said the Svara, when the Erva is out, it doesn't patter. Avada, there's no mockery to that. So, come to as we learn good the Gemara, the Pshat, I'm saying, Evsham Dafzog no Chesberim in the Rambam. But the Pshat a Gemara, forget, the Rambam is the Gemara. And I think maybe Chesberim is a Muzayn a Zay. That you don't have a mockery anymore, that if it's a Chirush of the Mishnah, and Misvara you say that when the Erva is out, it doesn't patter. And the mission mechalsh that is patters is a reason to say if the Tana said be maimar that will patter on a maimar. Mechatais. So kidai to ma'ayin in the Rambam because lemaise the Rambam learns the Mishnayos. But Bezos Hashem tomorrow we'll start nachichbeta ke val the sugi from Nesro. This is a chazora beetsim and everything what we learn to learn the Gemara Rashi Teisves till the next Mishnah. And if we have time to see the first tesis in Beis Amud Aleph, Nida. And again, if we have time to taste in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the first tesis in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mitz Hashem will be masked with the